The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 341. However, since Janice already said it, he could not refute it. Joey, what's the meaning of this? Since she already has a boyfriend, why'd you arrange this blind date for me? Theodore looked at Joey angrily. Joey was startled and hurriedly explained, "Mr. Wyatt, please don't be angry. Mrs. Lynch told me Janice was single as he said that." Mindy and him shot Leanne a look, wanting to know what was happening. "Don't listen to what Janice is saying. She doesn't have a boyfriend. She's saying this on purpose." Leanne was furious. She knew her daughter very well, and she quickly knew what Janice tried to do. "I'm not lying, everything I said is true. Leon is my boyfriend," Janice said calmly. "Stop trying to trick us. Didn't you tell us he was just a friend from college at home? Why is he suddenly your boyfriend now? Do you think I'm so easy to fool?" Leanne glared at her daughter, refusing to believe it. "I was just worried that you and Dad won't like Leon, and won't allow us to be together. That's why I didn't dare to tell you too." Janice did not want to dwell on that for too long. She hurriedly changed the topic. "Mom, I already have a boyfriend. Surely you won't keep trying to force me to get engaged to Mr. Wyatt." "No, I refuse. Leon's just an orphan without anything to his name. He has no house and no car. He's not worthy of you at all. Even if he's your boyfriend, I still won't allow you to be with him," Leanne said angrily, immediately denying the matter. "So he's an orphan. You are trying to get someone above your reach." Knowing that Leon was an orphan with nothing to his name, Theodore, Mindy, and Joey were shocked. They started to look at Leon with disdain. "An orphan is trying to fight for a girl against me. He doesn't know his place." Theodore laughed. Leon's background could not even be considered a commoner, and Janice's parents did not allow Leon to be with Janice. Even if Leon was Janice's boyfriend, it was not like they were married. In the worst case scenario, he could just take Janice away from Leon's hands. Seeing that, Janice was stunned. He wanted Leon to act as her boyfriend so they would forget about the engagement. She never would have dreamed that her mother would not just object so stubbornly, but would even push Leon down so much with one sentence. The situation got worse. She suddenly did not know what to do. "Brad, you've heard everything she said, right? I don't care if you're Miss Janice's boyfriend. Here are a few $1,000. Take this money and get lost from my sight." Theodore took out a few stacks of cash from his bag, tossing it in front of Leon. Leon did not even look at the notes. He looked straight at Theodore. "Mr. Wyatt, right? You have an illness that needs to be cured." Suddenly, everyone was stunned. They never expected that Leon would start shouting back, and every one of them was at a loss. "You're the one who's ill. Are you looking to die?" Theodore was furious as he slammed the table and stood up. "I'm not trying to curse you. What I said is true. You are sick, and it's nothing mild either." Chapter 342. Leon paused for a moment before he said seriously, "I know some alternative medicine. When I looked at your aura just now, it was quite dark all around. It's not a good omen. If I'm not mistaken, you must have overindulged yourself, and your body has been ravaged by too much alcohol and sex. You're even struggling with some things that men can do, I'm just giving you a warning. If you don't stop yourself, you might be crippled, or even die. Leon briefly explained. What? Everyone was shocked when they heard that. Even though Leon explained it more politely, everyone understood what Leon meant. Theodore's body was in a bad condition, and he was already unable to properly function when it came to relationships between men and women. Even his life was at stake. Only, they did not know if what Leon said was true. However, none of them saw Leon's medical skills before, so they all thought that Leon just made it up. H, how did you know? Theodore was shocked as he asked. Since he loved to indulge himself in vices, his body was quite damaged. Recently, he kept feeling like he struggled, and would often need to take pills to help himself out. Leon hit the nail right on the head, so he was shocked, unable to tell if Leon was being truthful or not. Mr. Wyatt, could you? Everyone else was dumbfounded. Their jaws almost dropped to the ground. They thought that Leon lied, but Theodore's reaction seemed to have confirmed what Leon said. Theodore's face reddened as he realized that he shot himself in the foot. He could not describe the shame he felt when everyone looked at him strangely. Nonsense. My body is doing very well. There's nothing like what you're saying. If you keep up with your nonsense, I'll beat you up. Theodore got angry as he glared at Leon viciously. However, he found that it was a bit late for him to refute anything. Everyone else started to feel like he might be trying to hide things. I was just trying to warn you out of the kindness of my heart. It's fine if you don't want to accept it, but why are you shouting at me? Leon had an unhappy look on his face. He just wanted to give Theodore a warning as a doctor, but since Theodore refused to believe it, there was nothing he could do. Mrs. Lynch, this man's body is ill. I urge you and Mr. Lynch to reconsider. You can't let Janice get engaged to him, it'll end up harming Janice. Leon looked over at Leanne and said sincerely. That, Leanne was speechless. Even though Theodore was rich and powerful, health was still the most important. If he was not healthy, then all the money in the world was useless. If Theodore ended up being crippled or dying, and she forced her daughter to get engaged to Theodore, would she not be pushing her daughter into the fire? She knew what was right and what was wrong. Mr. Wyatt, let our family consider the engagement for now. Leanne clenched her teeth and returned the card to Theodore. It was obvious that she already gave up, and was just being polite with her rejection. Don't. Mrs. Lynch, don't listen to this guy's words. My body is very healthy, there's no illness there. He's not even a doctor, and he didn't even check my body with anything. How could he know there was a problem? He's clearly deliberately saying all this to destroy my engagement with Miss Janice. Chapter 343. Theodore explained everything in a hurry. That does seem like it could be the case. Everyone suddenly felt like what Theodore said was reasonable and started to doubt Leon's words. Especially both Leanne and Horace. The two of them already knew that Leon's job was just a secretary at a cosmetic company. He had nothing to do with medicine at all. Furthermore, Leon never checked on Theodore's body before he confirmed that something was wrong. There was no way it was real. With Mr. Wyatt, that's where you're wrong. Alternative medicine pays attention to looking, smelling, and listening. I can see that you're sick through how you breathe and how you act. There's no need to check, Leon explained, almost going into an explanation on the intricacies of the medicine he practiced. Just shut up. Brad, I'll give you 10 seconds. Get lost right now. If you don't get lost, then don't blame me for being rude. Theodore was already trembling in anger. Leon constantly tried to cause him trouble, and he could no longer stand it. There is no saving you. Leon shook his head and sighed. Even though he did not want to bother with an idiot like Theodore, Janice were the one who invited him over. He could not leave before Janice did. You're the one who can't be saved. You're just an orphan who doesn't have parents. How dare you act so high and mighty in front of me? Since you want to die, I'll grant you your wish. Theodore was furious. He quickly pulled out his phone and summoned the two guards outside. The two guards walked into the room, and quickly stood in front of Theodore, saying respectfully, "Sir, do you have any orders? Kick this guy out of the room." Theodore pointed at Leon hatefully. As long as Leon was gone, he could get Janice's parents to agree to the engagement. Yes. The two bodyguards had cold looks on their faces as they started to walk toward Leon. What are you trying to do? Janice was shocked as she stood in front of Leon. Miss Janice, please step aside. I'll teach this guy a lesson today. I'll show him his place. Theodore said viciously. Yes, Janice, you should give way. This guy is just spouting nonsense everywhere. He's just despicable. He should be taught a lesson. Leanne, Mindy, and the others said. None of them had any good feelings for Leon since Leon was trying to ruin the engagement. Are you sure? Mr. Wyatt, don't blame me for not telling you. Leon's very skilled. If you offend him, you'll end up suffering. Janice said with a strange expression. She only shielded Leon out of concern just now. However, she realized that Leon's martial arts were absurdly strong. Even the few experts that Brody spent a lot of money to hire, and Mason, who was about to split stone with his hands, were not able to beat Leon. With Leon's skills, there was no way two regular bodyguards could be a match for him. Of course we're sure. He's just an orphan, how could he know any martial arts? I refuse to believe it. Theodore said snidely. Mindy and Joey looked at Leon with disdain as well. Even Leanne was no different. She heard from Janice that Leon knew martial arts, but she felt like Leon was just some hooligan. He would know how to fight a little at most. There was no way he was a true martial artist. Chapter 344. Theodore's bodyguards were so big and strong. They were specialists. It would be easy for them to deal with a mere hooligan. All right, you can just continue then. Janice nodded, giving way. What? Everyone was stunned. They thought that Janice would remain planted there. No one expected Janice to give way so obediently. It was out of their expectations. However, it was a good thing. At least Janice would not be accidentally harmed if they started fighting. attack. Break one of this brat's legs as punishment. Theodore sneered, no longer having any reservations as he ordered his subordinates to attack. Brat, you're going down. The two bodyguards smiled viciously. They had a very fierce aura around them as they quickly lunged at Leon. Bang! Bang! Following two loud sounds, everyone felt like they saw things. Leon was as fast as lightning as he sent out two kicks, hitting the chests of the two bodyguards. They rushed at Leon quickly, but they flew away at an even faster pace. Boom! With a crash, one of the bodyguards slammed onto the door. The study wooden door was immediately broken. The other bodyguard was not much better. He crashed on the ground heavily. Both of them lost all ability to fight. Seeing that scene, everyone there aside from Janice was completely dumbfounded. They never would have dreamed of what happened. Theodore's bodyguards were very strong and muscular, but in just a flash, they were beaten by the thin, looking Leon. They did not manage to see how Leon did it. Was that not too unbelievable? They were all shocked. When they thought about what Janice said earlier, they finally understood. Janice was not lying, Leon was strong. How could this happen? Theodore could not believe his eyes. He knew that those bodyguards were martial arts experts. They could regularly take on four or five opponents at once. However, they were nothing to Leon. If he did not see it for himself, he never would have believed it. Mr. Wyatt, I see that you're not just physically ill, but mentally as well. Janice already warned you to not come for me, but you insisted on it. How could you be so stupid? Leon sighed. Theodore's face reddened. However, Leon was just an orphan and he quickly regained his confidence. Brat, don't be so pleased with yourself. Money is the true king of the current society. Martial arts is already useless. So what if you're strong? With my family's money and connections, it's easy to kill off an orphan like you. Theodore sneered as he spoke. Leon was completely speechless. He already thought that Theodore was stupid, but Theodore seemed even more stupid than he expected. What? Are you scared? Theodore laughed when he saw that Leon was silent. He started to act in an even more exaggerated manner, acting like he was looking down on an ant. Please, you're not worthy. I was just wondering where your courage comes from. You're just a small heir with a few million to your family fortune. Leon looked at Theodore in disdain. Chapter 345. After everything that happened, he built some connections for himself. Other than the Youngs, he had a good relationship with the Wicks and the Shears as well. The Shears were not just close to him, but they were even business partners. With his connections, he might not be able to compete with some heir of a major family, but someone like Theodore was beneath his notice. My money and power give me that courage. You injured my bodyguards just now. It's already assault. I'll have the police arrest you. Then, you're free to enjoy things at the police station. Theodore laughed as he pulled out his phone. You, Wyatt, you were the one who was trying to attack Leon first. Why are you pinning the blame on him now? You're shameless. Janice was shocked. She started to get furious. She saw some shameless people before, but no one as shameless as Theodore. It doesn't matter who started things. Based on the law, if you've injured someone, you should at least pay for the hospital bills. That's just the most basic thing. This guy is just a poor orphan. He probably doesn't have the money to pay for any hospital fees, so I guess he'll just have to sit in prison instead. Theodore laughed mockingly, feeling even more confident. Ah, my hand broke, oh, I feel like my leg is broken too, the two bodyguards started to groan in pain. In truth, Leon showed mercy, and never really injured them. However, Theodore already showed them what needed to be done. To play along with Theodore's show, they stayed on the ground, not getting up. Leon was speechless. Brad, for Miss Janice's sake, I'll give you one last chance. If you're willing to kneel and apologize before you get lost, I'll consider letting you off. Otherwise, just wait for jail. Theodore pointed at Leon and said arrogantly. Leon was Janice's college classmate, and could even be Janice's boyfriend. If he sent Leon to jail, Janice would hate him. Then, the engagement would be ruined. So, he decided to try to earn some of Janice's trust by only having Leon apologize. He did not mind sparing Leon one time. Leon, did you hear that? Mr. Wyatt is being merciful. He's willing to give you another chance. Why don't you hurry up and apologize? Joey immediately jumped up and shouted at Leon, not forgetting to flatter Theodore. Theodore was very happy with it, and he shot Joey an approving look. Leon, Joey's right. You injured someone, so it's your fault. You should just apologize. That's right, it's better if you just move on from it, both Leanne and Horace advised Leon. Both of them knew that Leon was a poor orphan. There was no way he had the money and power to contend with Theodore. It was not realistic. Even though kneeling to apologize would ruin Leon's dignity as a man, it was still better than Leon being sent to prison. Leon, what do we do? Janice looked at Leon in panic. She knew that Leon did not have anything else remarkable about him other than his martial arts. He had no money or power. He not be able to compete with Theodore at all. If Leon did not kneel and apologize and ended up being arrested by the police, it would be incredibly problematic. Chapter 346. Then, if Theodore used some of his connections, Leon might even end up being in jail for a long time. Janice, don't worry. Let him call the police if he wants to. I want to see if he's capable enough to twist the truth like that. Leon smiled in disdain. The law was not a toy. The police had to act as they should, and could not arrest anyone just because they wanted to. Theodore's words were just enough to scare commoners like Janice, it could not scare him at all. Furthermore, he had some connections himself. If Theodore wanted to pull something in the dark, he would just be asking for his death. Brad, I already gave you a chance. Since you're not willing to accept it, then don't blame me. Theodore prepared to call the police, wanting to make Leon taste the consequences of going against him. Right at that moment, footsteps could suddenly be heard, interrupting what Theodore did. Who's causing trouble in my hotel? How dare you? An angry shout could be heard. Right after that, a fierce, looking man in a suit who looked to be in his 40s led five able-bodied men into the room. Leon's fight with the bodyguards destroyed the room door, and it started the hotel's employees. The middle-aged man got reports from them that someone caused trouble, so he immediately hurried over with a few subordinates. "Who's the one who broke the door? Come out right now." The middle-aged man sneered as his fierce gaze looked at everyone there. He had a murderous intent in his eyes that instilled fear. Feeling the terrifying aura the man gave out, Leanne, Janice, and the others could not help but shudder, not daring to meet the man's eyes. Only Leon and Theodore were exceptions. Leon was strong and bold, he was naturally not afraid of the man. Meanwhile, Theodore was arrogant and felt like everyone was beneath him. Others might have been afraid of the man's murderous aura, but he was not. "It was my bodyguards who broke the door." "It's just a broken door, what's so impressive about it?" "I'll just pay you back for it," Theodore said dismissively. He could see that everyone seemed afraid of that middle-aged man, so he deliberately tried to show off a little, wanting to impress Janice. If Janice saw how fearless he was, she might start liking him more. After that, she would leave Leon and jump into his arms. Smack! The moment Theodore said that, a clear slap could be heard. The middle-aged man stepped forward and sent a vicious slap on his face. "Who do you think you are, acting so arrogantly in front of me? Are you sick of living?" the middle-aged man shouted coldly. Theodore was stunned. He clutched his face in one hand and was filled with disbelief. After that, he shouted angrily, "How dare you hit me? Do you know who I am, smack?" Before Theodore could finish, the middle-aged man gave him another slap. That slap was several times and it sent two of Leon's teeth flying. His face was bleeding. "Strong, if you don't clean your mouth up, I'll smack your mouth rotten." The man looked at Theodore coldly. "You," Theodore started to feel afraid and no longer acted arrogantly. Chapter 347. However, there was no way he could just allow himself to be slapped in front of Janice and the others. He shouted out, "Just wait. My father's the director of the Wyatt Group, Thomas Wyatt. My father won't let you off for beating me like this." "Thomas Wyatt? So what?" The middle-aged man laughed. "Brad, let me give you a chance. Just call Thomas right now. I want to see if he can deal with me, horse and Drew." "Fine, you said it yourself. Let's wait and see." Theodore was incredibly happy as he hurriedly gave his father a call. At that moment, the bodyguards on the ground were no longer pretending to be injured. They already stood up at some point. "Mr. Wyatt, don't." When they heard Horson's name, their expressions changed immediately. They hurriedly tried to stop Theodore. "What are the two of you stopping me for?" Theodore said unhappily. The bodyguards had fearful looks on their faces as they explained, "Mr. Wyatt, you don't know this, but the one in front of us is the great Maine tiger, Horson, one of the famous four tigers. He's not just a big figure in the underworld, but even one of the Southern King's men." "What? One of the four tigers? The Southern King's man?" Theodore was shocked as he shivered in fright. He loved to drink and play around, so he was regularly at bars and nightclubs. So he knew a bit of the underworld. The most famous figures were the two kings and four tigers. They were not people regular folk could offend. Even if his father were here, they would still be forced to be polite in front of the four tigers. That was not even touching the two kings. If either of the kings wanted to kill their family business, it would be incredibly easy. Of course, Theodore was not the only one who was shocked. Everyone else was completely frightened as well. They quickly paled as they felt a chill in their hearts. They were not part of the underworld, but they were still locals. They always lived in the area controlled by the Southern King, so they knew of the Southern King's name very well. They knew that the two kings were truly amazing figures that could do anything. Several times stronger than the Wyatt group. "Brad, didn't you want to call Thomas?"
"Go ahead."
Horson coldly looked at Theodore. Theodore started to sweat all over. He wiped off some sweat from his forehead, not daring to act arrogantly anymore. He hurriedly lowered his voice and said, "Mr. Drew, it was my fault. I didn't know who you were and accidentally offended you. Please forgive me. As for the door my subordinates broke, I'll compensate you for it. No, I'll compensate you double for your losses." Horson sneered, "Do you think I care about that money?" "That," Theodore shuddered, and was suddenly very nervous, "Mr. Drew, it was my fault. How much do you as long as you give me a number, I'll get it done need? Are you deaf? I told you I don't care about money. Anyone who causes trouble in the hotel has disturbed the guests. If you don't pay the price and walk out of here without any harm, then people will think I'm afraid of someone as insignificant as Thomas Wyatt. I can't bear the shame." Horson sneered. "Then, what do you want?" Theodore's face paled. An uneasy feeling rose in his heart. Chapter 348. "Men, break one of this brat's legs and toss him out of the hotel as punishment," Horson said coldly. Those in the underworld prioritized their reputations the most. Anyone who caused trouble had to be dealt with harshly. Otherwise, others would do the same, tossing some money at them and leaving after causing trouble. There was no way the great Maine Tiger could suffer that embarrassment. After Horson's order, two of his men started to walk toward Theodore with a smile. No, Theodore felt a chill in his heart. He suddenly had an idea in his head. "Mr. Drew, let me explain. My subordinates might have been the ones to break the door, but the true cause of all this is that Brad, Leon. He caused this." Theodore pointed at Leon, pushing all the blame over. In truth, he was right. Leon did bash his bodyguards and broke the door. Leon was responsible for that. A single hand can't clap by itself. Break both of these brats' legs, then toss them out. Horson said after looking at Leon coldly. Seeing as he was already in the hot seat, Leon could no longer maintain his silence. He stood up and said, "Mr. Drew, I was definitely at fault with this. I'll apologize to you. However, it's just the door to a room. I'll just pay you back for it. Surely you don't have to break my leg just because of something so minor. That's too excessive." Leon looked unhappy. He met two of the four tigers in the last few days, and Horson was the third.
The three of them were big figures in the underworld. Each of them was as tyrannical as the other, and none of them were reasonable.
Excessive? Who do you think you are to tell me that?
Even if I am, what can you do about it?
Horson smiled as he slammed his palm on the desk.
The study wooden desk suddenly had a clear handprint on it.
Everyone was shocked to see that.
That was something they would usually only see in movies or novels.
It was obvious how fearful they were to witness it in person.
If a wooden table could not withstand Horson's hand, then would it not shatter bones on someone's body?
Seeing that his palm stunned everyone, Hosen pulled his hands back, happy with his performance.
The underworld respected the strong.
He loved the looks of respect from others.
Brat, you'd better know your place.
Otherwise, you won't just have a broken leg.
Horson said coldly.
A broken leg could be recovered after a period of rest.
It was not that severe.
If Leon continued to challenge him, Leon would suffer an even worse fate.
Just with you?
I don't think you're capable of that.
Leon said calmly.
Earlier, Horson's strike contained true energy.
It revealed a power at the intermediate innate stage.
If it was a few days ago, he would have been no match for Horson.
However, he already broke through to the peak meditation phase.
His skills were already over the level of the advanced innate stage, and were not far away from the peak innate stage.
Chapter 349.
With his skills, there was no way he would care about Horson's threat.
Very good, you're still being stubborn even when death is staring at you in the face.
You've got guts, but you're stupid as well.
Get him.
Grab him and chop his legs off.
Horson was thoroughly angered.
With a wave of his hand, the subordinates behind him started charging at Leon with ferocious expressions.
This guy is done for.
Serves him right.
Theodore looked incredibly happy with what happened.
He wanted nothing more than for Horson's subordinates to teach Leon a good lesson to help him vent his frustrations.
As for his fate, he was not too concerned.
As long as Horson managed to vent his anger on Leon, Theodore would call his father to try and smooth things over.
Since Horson would have already satisfied himself, Horson would probably let him off.
He brought it on himself.
Leanne and the others could not help but shake their heads and sigh, looking at Leon with pity.
Even though they saw that Leon's skills were quite strong after he easily defeated Theodore's bodyguards, Horson still had a lot of subordinates.
They seemed much stronger than Theodore's bodyguards as well.
Leon would probably not be able to handle them.
Furthermore, Horson was also an expert who was strong to an unknown degree.
Horson even had the Southern King behind him.
No matter how strong Leon was, there was no way he could rival Horson, let alone the Southern King.
It did not make sense at all.
Know your place.
Leon scoffed, advancing instead of retreating as he charged at Horson's men.
He never saw someone who did anything to those who did nothing to him.
Since Horson acted that way, he did not need to be held back.
Bang bang bang.
Leon was like a tiger among sheep.
Each of his strikes seemed unbeatable.
In just a moment, all of Horson's subordinates were on the ground.
All of them could no longer fight.
No wonder you dared to be so arrogant.
You dabble in martial arts.
Horson's face sank, and there was a glint in his eyes.
Even though Leon looked quite capable, he did not feel any true energy from Leon. It meant that Leon was no true martial artist, and was probably just an external martial arts user. There was no way Leon was that strong, so Horson was not bothered. "Brad, you've made me angry." Horson straightened his body, and a vicious aura erupted. "So what if I have?" Leon answered plainly. "You're looking to die. I'll let you see the true power of internal power. Your meager skills aren't even W of it." Horson let out a cry as quickly charged at Leon. "How strong," mentioning in front Leon and the others were shocked. Even though they were standing far behind, they could feel the power behind Horson's punch. The aftermath even caused them to feel some pain. "This brat's dead." Mr. Drew managed to leave an imprint on the table. "He'll be dying a horrible death if he takes that punch on." Theodore laughed. "That's not certain yet. We still don't know who will win," Janice said calmly. She witnessed how strong Leon was before, and was very confident in Leon. Even if his opponent was one of the four tigers, Leon might not be all that troubled. Chapter 350. "Is that so? Let's wait and see then. I want to see how that scrawny body of his will be able to stand a punch from Mr. Drew." Theodore sniffed. Leon and the others nodded as well. They all saw how powerful Horson's strike was earlier. Leon's body was still made of flesh and blood. No matter how he received that punch, he would still have a broken bone. Unless a miracle happened, Leon would probably not be able to stand up to Horson's attack. Yet, before they could even finish thinking about it, something shocking happened. Leon surprisingly avoided Horson's punch. Even though Horson used all his power, so much so that his face reddened, he could still not break through Leon's palm. "The four tigers are nothing much." Leon smiled plainly before he kicked Horson right in the chest, sending Horson flying. Bang! Horson's body slammed right onto the table, and the wooden table collapsed. After that, he coughed out a mouthful of blood, looking to be in an incredibly bad state. He no longer looked as threatening as before. Everyone was dumbfounded when they saw that. Their jaws almost fell on the ground. None of them would have expected that Leon would not only avoid Horson's punch, but even cause Horson to cough out blood in one attack. He defeated Horson in an instant. In their eyes, Horson was already incredibly strong, but Leon defeated Horson so easily. How strong could Leon be? How is this possible? Horson struggled to crawl up. He wiped the blood off the corner of his mouth with an expression of shock. He was at the intermediate innate stage, and Leon defeated him with one blow. It meant that Leon was at least at the advanced innate stage, and could be even higher than the peak innate stage. However, Leon did not show any true energy at all, so he had to be an external power user. Leon was able to reach such a high level with just external power. That was too unfathomable. "W, who are you?" Horson looked at Leon, trying to guess who Leon was. "I'm just me." Leon was no one important, and he did not know how to answer Horson's question. "You," Horson's expression darkened. He suddenly felt like spitting out even more blood. With Leon's abilities, Leon was not someone unknown in Springfield City. However, he could do nothing about Leon not wanting to reveal his identity.
Brad, don't be so pleased with yourself.
I don't care who you are. Hurting me means you're making an enemy of the Southern King.
The Southern King won't let you off.
Horson shouted coldly.
What? Are you threatening me?
Leon raised an eyebrow, feeling a bit apprehensive. He might have some dealings with the Shears, as well as the Youngs and the Wicks, but he was still not a part of their families. There was no way they would abandon their benefits to help him. If he made an enemy of someone as powerful as the Southern King, it might not end well for him.
So what if I am?
Even if I'm no match for you, the Southern King has so many experts under him.
He has immense power.
Killing you would be a simple matter.
X. Chapter 351 Horson let out a proud smile. He could vaguely see Leon's apprehension and started to feel more confident.
You're right.
No matter who you are, you're looking to die if you go against my father.
At that moment, cold laugh was heard.
Right after that, a young man who was about 23 of age led a few subordinates and walked in the room. The young man was quite handsome, and he looked quite gentle, but the aura around him was as sharp as a knife.
Who was he?
He was the Southern King's son, Fane Poole.
Mr. Poole, you came at just the right time.
Horson looked incredibly happy as he hurried over to show his respect.
Who are you?
Leon looked over at Fane curiously.
Brad, listen here.
This is the son of the Southern King, Fane Poole.
Horson said proudly.
The son of the Southern King.
Leon was shocked.
Everyone else was shocked as well.
Brad, weren't you so pleased with yourself just now?
Let's see how arrogant you can be in front of Mr. Poole.
Horson laughed.
That, Leon's expression soured. He did not plan on making an enemy of the Southern King, but what he feared appeared. He never would have expected that the son of the Southern King would suddenly appear here. If he did not manage things well, and the conflict between them escalated, he would have made an enemy out of someone like the Southern King for no reason. The results would be disastrous.
Brad, you were so arrogant just now.
Let's see what you can do now.
Your skills are completely below the Southern King's notice.
The Southern King has so many experts under him.
If everyone spat on you, you would drown.
Horson was elated when he saw that Leon was silent.
That's right.
The Southern King is so powerful.
It's useless even if Leon's skilled at martial arts.
Someone ordinary like him would die if they offended the Southern King.
Janice, you should talk to him.
Ask him to hurry up and apologize.
If he's sincere enough, this Mr. Poole might decide to spare him.
Leanne and Horace hurriedly said.
They both knew that Leon was an orphan who had nothing.
In terms of money and power, even Theodore could have easily wiped Leon away, let alone someone as amazing as the son of the Southern King.
If they wanted to kill Leon, it would be easier than killing an aunt.
Auntie is right.
Janice, your friend was acting too arrogantly, and he spoke without any thought.
Before he offends Mr. Poole, you should get him to apologize.
Just make sure he doesn't drag us down with him.
Both Mindy and Joey looked very frantic.
Even though Leon was the one to cause all of this, and it had nothing to do with them, they were still tied to Leon in the end. If Leon ended up angering Fane, they might end up being dragged into it as well. Janice was feeling very anxious. She knew that Leon was very strong, but the Southern King had many subordinates. He was much richer and more powerful than Leon too. No matter how strong Leon was, there was no way Leon could go against the Southern King. If Leon ended up going against Fane, death was certain. Suddenly, Janice had a face full of worry. She wanted to ask Leon to ask for mercy. However, with things as they were, Leon's apology might not even end up doing anything.